Welcome to Generation Radio Podcast, where the focus is on Arkapuna and their families. We are here each Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Oldies Channel, 101.1. You can listen to these shows at any time, any place, and even on your smartphone at generations808.com. We will bring to you resourceful information from our Generations team of experts in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore ways to make your life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors. Here's your host and publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Welcome back to Generations Radio. This is Percy here. It's Sunday morning, and hopefully you guys are on your way to the golf course or listening to our website or on your smartphones. I know a lot of you guys go to open markets like I do on a Sunday morning. That's why we tape these shows Friday morning. So anyway, welcome to the show. If you're new to the show, this is Generations Magazine. I'm the publisher editor of Generations Magazine for the last 14 years. Coming January 1st, you will be passing the magazine off to my niece, Cynthia Arnold. So you'll see that change very soon as she's been with us for a year now, learning the ropes of being a publisher editor, taking over the reins of control and planning and working with our staff and creating stories and working with our partners in the magazine. So I'm actually rather thrilled. I'm actually rather relieved I have this off my plate to a certain extent. I'll be around the magazine. You can always call, email me, text me. It's just been a great run. I just knew that we need a younger blood, younger people in our industry. I think our aging industry probably averages over 60 years old. I'm actually 63. So I felt it was time. My son is off to college, so we're kind of empty nesters now. So I'm just enjoying more golf, more softball, more dinners, more fundraising, more nonprofit work. So it's just actually a good time for me to get some other stuff off my plate. But thanks for tuning in, and always thank you for referring your friends, neighbors, listening to the show. It's just something that I've gained a lot of knowledge over the last 21 years working with seniors in my reverse mortgage business, and the last 14 with the Generations Magazine, to really pass on all this information, let alone a wealth of knowledge by the wealth of contacts. Every week, we get calls, emails from people, texts from people that need some referrals, need some resources, questions that they could not answer or get online. As you know, it is a lot harder to, unfortunately, get online to contact people. So it's just something that I wanted to pass on. Today, however, due to our cancellation of our guest, I will be the only guest today and presenter and speaker. And I'll be talking about I call it senior stuff. It's just stuff I've gathered, talked to people about, things that I know are important, things that are happening to seniors. I've been doing this for 21 years, as I said, and even I get baffled by calls, texts, emails from people that I know and don't know about aging and things that we need to learn about. Thanks to the Parks and Recs, AJ over there, he got me to present to all the Parks and Recs and pools facilities on this island of Oahu. And also Maui, over 80 people were there. I just talked about what they're doing for seniors, what they can do for seniors. As you know, every club has a facility has a senior club for the most part. So I go around town speaking about various different aging issues. We're seeing more and more questions about caregiving, more and more questions about what's going to happen to me. More and more questions about long-term care, more and more questions about the cost of care. Where do I go? How do I get my kids to help me out as I get older? What do I do if I pass on and my wife's here by herself? Do I move to the mainland or stay here? Are my kids going to move back home? All these issues have been coming up. So this hour, I'm going to take some time to just address some issues that I've experienced in the last month. Actually, I'll tell you one that I experienced this morning. I've been on a conference call for an hour and a half before this. And I get a text from a random number saying that, we couldn't deliver your package. Can you go to this link to register when you can pick up the package? Well, I say, that's interesting. And it was from USPS, United States Postal Service. But the link was to USPSFT.com. And so I Googled that that link, and there's nothing on that link. The website supposedly did not work. You can Google everything for the most part to check phone numbers if it's a legitimate phone number. I've done that before where it shows up as a scam number, scam noted number. But I don't think USPS would text me. And I don't know how they got my cell number. Usually what they do is they'll put a note on your door, your mailbox, that we try to deliver a package. You got to go down to the post office. So just be very, very careful. I got a text from a friend of mine about a year ago saying, hey, Percy, I'm kind of busy. Can you help me out? Can you buy some Apple gift cards? And this just happened to a friend of mine just the other day, by the way. She posted it on Facebook. And so I texted him back, had his name on a caller ID. I texted him back, hey, buddy, I'm kind of busy right now, but call me later in the afternoon or I'll call you. But he texted me in the morning. I called him in the afternoon. He goes, oh, Percy, you're the fifth person today that got this text. No, I did not request Apple gift cards. But you better check the text number. It was not my number. But sure enough, I went to his name on the phone and showed a text from this guy. And I click on the number, and it was not his number. It was a random number from the mainland. So I matched it up with my contact list. Anyway, this guy is a friend of mine, but he wouldn't ask me to buy gift cards. So be very careful when people ask for gift cards, Xbox, Microsoft, those kind of things. And this happened just, like I said, a year ago. But the text this morning from the U.S. Postal Service was a fraud text. So be very careful. I get these every week, and I'm sure you may also get them every week. I guess, don't quote me on this, but I guess the cell phone companies are selling or getting your cell number somehow, whether it's on Facebook or any other random place, website. So that's just telling you what happened this morning, this very morning. So I was actually kind of surprised. Why would they text me for? Anyway, an issue I just experienced in the last 6 months is that if you belong to a bank, and I can't speak for credit unions, I don't belong to a credit union, but if you belong to a bank and have a bank account, business or personal, you open it up, you get your monthly statement, you can get it online or printed, and get a debit card. So this happened to me recently in the last few months where I had a checking account, and I did not use a checking account very often. They sent me a debit card. I never activated it. I did maybe one time, but it got scammed with fraud charges. So I canceled the card. They sent me another card. I never activated the card for, I believe it was 3 to 6 months. Can't remember off the top of my head. I got a statement showing I owe something like $13,000 in charges. And I talked to my banker and I said, you need to check every month. I said, why would I check every month? I never even activate the card. I don't even have a PIN for the card. How can that happen? So I went to tell her, said, okay, you got to call security. And today all these bank cards are from third parties on the mainland. Whether it's Bank of Hawaii, First Hawaiian Bank, ASB, Central Pacific, Hawaii National, almost all of them are handled by third parties on the mainland or wherever they're at. And I get it. Unfortunately, these can cause a problem with calling during active work time because they may be 6 hours ahead of us. It's an issue. I'll tell you that right now. This is an issue, and I've seen a lot of fraud on different bank cards, which I bank with. And so now they won't reimburse me that money, refund me that money. So I call security with that bank, security for the card, and I said, how can they make charges when I didn't activate the card? And this security person told me, oh, that is possible. How could that be possible? Why would you issue me a card and I have to activate it to use it? But how can fraudsters out there get a hold of my card number and take charges on my card without me activating it? What's the purpose of that? What's the purpose of us consumers having to activate a card if you allow fraudsters to utilize my card without even being activated? And I documented that through the bank and through security. They checked the card, was not activated in that period, and they still charge it. So if they did, let's just say I did activate the card, because I did at one point, but I didn't use it because I don't use this debit card, and I never had a PIN. How can these fraudsters access my account, debit charges off my card, without even having a PIN number? Answer me that. So I did. I called the bank. I went to the teller. I went to security. And the security, your 800 number, whatever number it was, I believe this bank had a local office here. And he said it is possible to get charges without a PIN number. I was dumbfounded. I was shocked. I actually worked at this bank back in the day. And I just said, why would you even have to activate the card or have a PIN number if fraudster can do it without either or? And that person specifically said, it is possible. There is a way. So that's why I'm talking today, is let people know that you need to go to your bank and ask them that question. Can anybody access my account without activating that card? Can a fraudster put debit charges on my card without a PIN number? And you need to document that and talk to a manager. Because I'll be honest with you, the bank I went to, the tellers didn't even know that. The tellers did not even know that. So talk to a manager, because the manager did know that. And so I told the manager, your employees need to know that. And us consumers, us vast thousands of consumers that you have, need to know that. And that's why I'm doing this show today. Not, this show is not specifically about bank charges, but this happened to me in the last few months. And I'm kind of frustrated. I'm kind of pissed off. I don't blame all the employees at the bank that are in the branches, which I went to, or the security girl or the ladies I talked to. It is the bank management, the bank's executives, who allowed this to happen. The people that handled the debit card, the company, the third party that had a debit card, the bank for allowing this third party to be able to do that. It's appalling. It literally is. And I've been in finance for 35 years now, since 1988. I've never experienced this before, where you could actually debit funds from your account without using a PIN or activating the card. Asked for a refund, he said, no, we don't do that, because it was over a month. You didn't report it early enough. And so they found some charges, found an address. They told me an IP address from an email that's no longer been used. So I don't know how that can happen. So I don't know if that's an excuse, but they have not provided any documentation at all. So I can just tell you one thing. I've been looking around for banks, because I've heard so many stories from people that had fraudulent charges on their checking account or their credit cards. So I found one recently, and hats off to Bank of Hawaii. I applied for Bank of Hawaii, I believe it's a MasterCard. Don't quote me on that. The thing is, the Hawaiian Airlines account, and this one I want to promote. This one I want to be able to let people know out there. I know they had some fraud issues back in the day with these Bank of Hawaii, Hawaiian Airlines credit cards. But today, And if you're a little bit more mortgage tech savvy, you can do it on your phone, by the way. Get the app, the Bank of Hawaii app, and you can actually lock and unlock your credit card or your debit card from being used or any fraud charges. And I tried it out recently in the last couple months, September. So I believe it was, a couple months ago. But now, unfortunately, whenever you want to use a card, you have to unlock the card and then lock it back up as soon as you put the charge on the card or the debit card. And you'll get an email that says when it's locked and unlocked. And you get an email a few days later if you made these specific charges. Because you have up to 30 days to dispute any charge. So you have to be a little bit tech savvy to be able to use this app. But I highly recommend you do that. It's the best out there I've seen. Hopefully more and more banks will be able to do that, put those on their systems and all their bank protocols for credit cards and debit cards, because it does work for both debit cards and credit cards. So hats off to Bank of Hawaii, where I used to work as well back in the day. So it's just important to know some things, and that's why I do these shows, to provide information out there about processes and protocols for banking. If we're on the topic of banking, I just read the morning newspaper Friday. If you don't get the newspaper, it's worth it. I read the paper every morning after I get up with my coffee. I'm not sure what the monthly rate is. Do you pay an annual rate? But it's worth the charge to get informed, guys, especially if you have older parents or taking care of parents. There's just a wealth of information in there. Yeah, it's smaller than before. I get it. I mean, I've been reading newspapers since probably high school, I believe it was, when I started reading it. Information is really important. It's worth one little tip a week. And so this morning, I'm looking at the article about the mortgage rates. The mortgage rates have gone up. And I took a picture of the rate, the article, so I can let you know what that rate is. The average rate in the country is 7.18% on a 30-year mortgage. So obviously, there are some people that would probably tout lower rates or higher rates. Students have to be very careful when you see published rates, because usually the higher the rate, the less closing costs. The lower the rate, the more closing costs. I got in the mortgage business back in 1988, and I'll tell you, there's no lender on the mainland that can beat any lender here in Hawaii. Find an experienced residential loan officer. If you want a regular forward mortgage, I call them regular mortgage, 30-year mortgage, find an experienced loan officer. Talk to a couple. Great if they have referrals. But if you want a referral or somebody that I would trust, everybody I would refer to you is somebody that I would use. And I don't like to hear hearsay. I test people out. I get true testimonials. I get vetted testimonials. And with my experience, I make sure that these guys are good and allow you to give the respect that you deserve and to get the best rate possible in your specific situation. So mortgage brokers and mortgage bankers are good, depending on your situation. Qualifying, as you know, today is a little harder. When the rates went up last year, was it July, August? A lot of the mortgage companies lost over 50% of volume because nobody's refinancing anymore. But I know a lot of them are selling lines of credit or 10-year fixed rates and just every year after that. I think it's called 10-1 or a 10-5, where the rate's pretty good now, but after 10 years, it's going to go up. It's either another fixed rate or an adjustable rate. So if you're looking at, if you're younger, and you're looking at probably moving in before 10 years are up, might not be a bad idea. But like I said, you need to qualify on your own, and you need to make sure that this is something that you want to do. And if you go past 10 years, what's the option to refinance? What's the option to sell? what's the options for you and your partner, if you have a partner, to relocate or sell it before you need to, or hold on to it as the rate goes up. So that's the thing you got to plan out, but that's what I'm hearing. Our reverse mortgage industry rates have gone up as well. We're actually seeing a lot of regular mortgage people jump into our reverse mortgage industry, which is going to cause problems. I guarantee that. If you're a foreign loan officer, think you're not going to happen, it's going to happen. I've run into so many cases in the last 21 years I've been doing a reverse mortgage, where a regular mortgage loan officer get into this business or try and sell this product. In fact, I was golfing with a bunch of mortgage brokers, and I'm usually the only reverse mortgage guy. Let me tell you, I know of only two other reverse mortgage specialists that does this full-time in the state of Hawaii that I would trust. Seriously. There's so many guys out there that dabble in it. So many guys out there taking advantage of seniors. So many guys out there are trying to sell this reverse mortgage. So I was golfing with these mortgage brokers about a year ago. And most of them have known me because there's not a whole lot of reverse mortgage people out there. So one of these guys goes, "Man, Percy, you must be a great salesperson." I looked at a guy going, "What are you talking about?" He goes, Yeah. Every time I talk to people about reverse mortgage, you know, they hate it or they don't understand it. I said, "Okay, well, you're not supposed to sell this product. I don't sell this product. I educate the people about the reverse mortgage and how it may help them, how it may not help them, the upside, the downside of the reverse mortgage. And as you get older, what's going to be important in your life?" And that's the reason why I educated myself on aging, where we have to educate people why it's good, why it's not good, downsides, what's the worst case scenario, go over all the closing costs, what the balance may be down the road, because it is a negative amortization loan. It is a deferred interest loan. So as you get older, if you don't make a mortgage payment, the interest you should be paying every month is added to the balance. So the balance goes up. So is that a bad thing? Well, I'm going to tell you, not the perfect world, but if you have a lot of equity in there and you don't have to worry about heirs, or you want to be able to take care of yourself first and age in place for the rest of your life, guaranteed, the reverse mortgage may be an option for you. And so when I educate people, guys, I want to make sure they understand fully. I always invite the family, because a lot of people will not want the family around. A lot of people will not leave documents back around because they may think their kids might find out about it and tell them no. So I always encourage that. Always, because the heirs would maybe worry. So I try to educate the heirs why it's important for mom and dad to be able to age in place for the rest of your life, guaranteed. And we'll talk a little bit later, or go to my workshops about guarantees if you live in a home. And just something I think we all need to understand, aging. I did a one-on-one call with my friends in this working group I have. And I believe he's older than me. He must be late 60s. And when we talk about reverse mortgages, most people want to ask questions about the mechanics of it. How does it work? Why does it work? You know, what is this? What is that? Well, I usually spend half the time talking about, as you age, what's going to be important to you? As you age, what are your wants, needs, concerns? But as I walk you through getting older, 70, 75, 80, when you have health issues, when you won't be able to drive, if you need long-term care, if you have chronic diseases, if you get elder abuse or fraud, how can we help you out? Because as you get older, with inflation and everything like that, the reverse mortgage will be there for you, and it might be a good option for you down the road. But just something I think you need to start thinking about, start planning about. And, you know, that's basically what we do in our reverse mortgage industry. So I've had a mouthful here for this first half hour. I'm going to take a short break, guys. In the second part of the show, we're going to talk more about healthy aging and some current things that have been out in the newspaper and some things about Maui. So stick around, guys. We'll be right back shortly.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It's free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Percy Ihara. Many of you know him as the publisher of Generations Magazine and one of Hawaii's biggest senior advocates. For those of you that don't know, he's been in the mortgage business since 1988 and at the age of 42 got into the reverse mortgage business. He learned early on as a reverse mortgage professional that he needed to understand his clients' needs as they aged. He is now 63 years of age, and if you're like him, he is planning his own life down the road when he will retire and how will his quality of life be. He is planning his finances, and as a professional that is also aging, he is planning for his own long-term care needs and to age in place. As a trained certified senior advisor and as a specialist in long-term care planning, he specializes in assisting seniors and their families to age in place for the rest of their lives. If you would like to begin the conversation, give him a call and let's sit down and start planning. He's Percy Ihara. Call him at 808-234-3117, NMLS 582-944.
Thank you for staying in the show there. Thanks for welcoming back. This is Percy Ihara, the publisher editor of Generations Magazine. Also, I'm a certified senior advisor. It's the only double accredited designation in the world by both the credit agencies in the United States. It's the only one in the financial world and the senior industry that's double accredited. But I mentioned this before, there's about 40,000 different designations out there. And I believe only about 10% or less are accredited, which means a third party reviews the test. They don't give the answers out before the test. There's continuing education as well. So I've trained myself. I also have the CLPC. I'm certified to do long-term care planning. That's what the designation is about. I did want to mention, if you want more information on all these credit card and debit card fraud situations, give me a call, text me, email me, Percy Ehara at Hotmail, or my phone number. You can call, text me at 808-234-3117. Mortgage rates, by the way, same thing. If you want a referral, let me know. The lines of credits are really good at the banks. They're very similar to our reverse mortgage line of credits. They're starting at 7-8%. The careful thing about lines of credit or HELOCs, home equity lines of credit, is the cap. After that initial start rate, what's the most it can go up? Because I can almost guarantee you up in the next 10 years, rates will be higher. What's the most you can go up? In our reverse mortgage industry, it's 5%. So if our rate's 7.5%, the most it can go up to is 12.5%. But check to make sure the fine print. Because a lot of them are 18% or maybe even higher, depending on who you go to. So I'll be very careful. Today, the banks have a hard time qualifying seniors if you have a fixed income for anything over $100,000 line of credit. Because they're going to qualify you as if you use the whole $100,000 and what that payment would be, and would you qualify? Not like back in the day where you saw your buddy or manager at the branch has been there 10 years, 20 years, and, hey, I need some help, you know. They don't do that anymore. They, unfortunately, I wish they did, but most of them will still need an appraisal. Not all, but most. Most will require a credit check and your income. If one spouse has passed away or you're an individual single person, you're going to have to qualify by yourself. So these things have been coming up in the last month, 2 months that I've been talking to people about needing funds as you get older. It's just really important to understand when the banks and credit unions are calling me, referring people to me for the reverse mortgage line of credit, there's a reason why. Unfortunately, as we get older, it gets harder. Inflation is going to catch up eventually. And so it's good to plan 5-10 years down the road. So that's what I've been doing most of my day. What we're seeing is a lot more fraud in this state, on this island. More things that you're going to get from, I've been getting a lot of Amazon emails. That's another thing. When you get an email from somebody, hover your cursor over it and see who that email is from. I get about 3 or 4 a day from Amazon now. Why? I don't know. So I run my cursor over it, see where it's from. And it's always never from them. Otherwise, I go on the Amazon app to see what they want. But yeah, you don't have to respond any way possible. Most or almost all communication will be via mail. They'll mail you a letter. So be very careful about emails from Microsoft, Apple, Xbox. They're going to try to get you to do something, which 9 times out of 10, if not more, will be fraudulent. Don't ever allow anybody to take over your computer. We had a situation with a senior where I was at a presentation. They go, Percy, does Microsoft ever email you or call you about problems on your laptop? I said, not that I'm aware of. If you have a problem, you got to go down to the store or find a computer guy to fix your computer. If you need somebody, I got a great guy, by the way. This person said, oh, yeah, they emailed me and said, there's something wrong with my computer, my laptop. I said, how do they know that? And they go, I don't know. And so what do you do? They say, well, I just sent me an email and a link, and there's a way technically where somebody from the mainland or around the world can actually access your computer. If you click on the link, and the link has an app that somebody outside of your computer, mainland or anywhere around the world, can actually get into your computer and change and fix things. Most times they're going to change things. Most times they're going to access or copy out all your information, like financial information specifically, to get you to find out if they get into your fraud accounts. So be very careful with that. We're seeing more and more of those kind of situations. I got a call just the other day from a senior that said, I'm sorry, a friend of mine, where they got a text and a call from Social Security. So this person called me and said, Percy, how does Social Security know my cell number? Because they wanted my mother's information. I said, did you give them their Social Security number? I mean, give them the cell number? He goes, no. I said, what do they want? They wanted my mother's information, including her Social Security number. I said, Social Security would never do that. You can text, email me specific things. And just a little tidbit of fact. So East Coast to West Coast to Hawaii, the Social Security's 800 number is based in New York. And so when New York closes down at 5 o'clock their time, it moves to the Midwest and to the West. So if it's 5 o'clock New York time, it's 2 o'clock California time and what? 11 o'clock Hawaii time. As California closed down at 5 o'clock, that 800 number is routed to Hawaii. So at 2 o'clock Hawaii time, most times and not depending on, of course, the seasons, you'll get a live person in Hawaii, and hopefully they answer the phone. So, yeah, I got a call, text, email from a friend of mine that had some information about a disability for her son. I said, email me the information that you need, and I'll forward to my contact at Social Security office. And so I did that, and they gave him some solutions. So Social Security and Medicare is a big entity. You can't expect them to get away back to you right away. So please be patient. If not, I have a lot of information. If I don't know the answer to your questions, I will refer it out to somebody that I know, I trust, will give me the correct information. So be very careful. So you heard about our sponsors. We have Financial Benefits Insurance, which is the largest insurance broker now in the state of Hawaii. They do a great job. And I'll tell you, they're statewide, and they also have agents that speak different languages, which is very helpful, which I would highly recommend you call them, because I don't know about you, I'm not good with foreign languages, and it's just important to be able to communicate thoroughly to people that you trust, whether it's Chinese, Filipino, Japanese, Ilocano, Spanish. Just make sure you get the correct information. Like I said, if you need a referral, let me know. Medicare enrollment period is coming up this October. There's some changes going on. So thanks to Financial Benefits Insurance for sponsoring our radio show here. They're also one of the sponsors of our Realities of Aging workshops that we're going to do 3 a month. So thanks to them. And actually, Devoted Healthcare. Devoted is the newest Medicare plan that came in last year, this year. And they are known to have the highest reimbursement for dental and vision. So don't quote me on that. But you need to contact them, find out about your specific situation. Medicare enrollment period is coming up very, very soon. I'm not there yet, but kind of looking forward to it. I just got to make sure your doctors are taking that specific Medicare plan. If you're taking any meds, make sure that your agent runs your meds through their app to see who has reimbursement for that specific medication, if you're taking any. Very, very important. So the Realities of Aging workshop is coming September 27th. And 3 times a month after that, look in the magazine, the one with the four ladies from Beta Beta Gamma, the BBG story that's still going on at University of Hawaii. It was a great story. Thanks to Lynn, who wrote the story, a BBG member. The Realities of Aging is just something that we wanted to move it around. We got a request to move it to different parts of the island. So we discontinued the workshops at All in One Hotel. And that's the reason why, if you want to come, you need to RSVP to me directly. 808-234-3117. If I don't respond to you, you're not registered for the workshop. Because we are offering free breakfast at Waipio and Kaneohe Windward Mall. And a free snack at the Kamiki Big City Diner. So when you look in a magazine, when you see BCD, that means Big City Diner. It's important to RSVP because, unfortunately, and I apologize for those that came this week at the All in One Hotel, September 20th, that showed up without RSVPing, we were not there. I know a couple were a little bit upset, and I apologize, but that's why we have RSVP required. Email me or call, text me. All the information there, this is totally free. We are not going to be selling anything to you. We're just going to provide trusted, resourceful information. By the way, if you ever go to a workshop and they're charging you, I would not go. Unless it's somebody you really, truly know and vet and respect and trust. Because there should never be a charge to go to a workshop for us seniors. And yes, I call us because I'm 63 now. So these are free. We're not going to be selling anything. Yes, we'll have different speakers. They're 3-hour sessions. So September 27th, 8:30 to 11:30, Big City Diner in Waipio. October 4th in Kamiki, Big City Diner, 2 to 5 p.m. And October 11th, Big City Diner, Kaneohe, 8:30 to 11:30 at Windward Mall. So, we're going to cover a lot of topics like long-term care planning, of course, Medicare, and its improved benefits, retirement years, standby home equity line of credit. That's really what the reverse mortgage is a line of credit. Caregiver resource options, healthy aging, financial legal tips, and all bunch of other stuff. So what I'll be doing will be drilling down to asking probing questions, what's important to you. what your needs, what your wants, what your concerns are. So if you tell me that, hey, I'm good now, great. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, 30 years down the road. You know, how are you going to navigate long-term care? How are you going to navigate Medicare, financial, legal things, issues with your family? And to get you there, we need to have you do healthy aging. So I'll give tips on all these kind of things. And if you are dealing with caregiving, I have some caregiving resources and referrals I can give you that I trust, the people that I would use, because it is very difficult right now finding a caregiver, finding a facility that you're going to enjoy and at a decently reasonable cost. So, yes, people say it's expensive. I say, well, it's all relative. There's no worries after you get there most of the time. You have somebody watching you every day. Security is pretty good. Food's pretty good. My father loved living at the Plaza. My mother, before they passed, and my dad. So why do you like the Plaza? He goes, because I can eat Portuguese egg and rice whenever I want. They were very good. I kudos out to them because they took care of my parents quite well. Security was good. Every time they came back from Vegas, they made them do a COVID test before they got into the facility, which was good. I respect them for that. And they would come in at 10, 11 o'clock at night. And somebody would be there waiting for them. It's just something that I think we all need to look at as an option. I would love to go in there before I need to go in there to enjoy not having to drive, enjoy not having to clean my yard or wash dishes. My wife's a good cook, but nothing wrong with trying other people's food. And there's different activities. It depends on where it's location you're looking at. You're close to different, like the mall, your doctor's office possibly, or just like, you know, out in Kapolei on the west side. It's beautiful and relaxing out there. No stress of driving anymore. So that's why I'm looking forward to. So we'll see down the road. Ask me that question 20 years from now when I'm 83, maybe earlier. I would think mid to late 70s, I would like to do that because I don't like driving. As people know me, that's a pet peeve of mine. So anyway, if you're looking at elder abuse, you see more things in the paper, people being assaulted, people that are being committing fraud against them. Be very careful out there. We are targets. And, you know, I was talking to Chris Duque, our online specialist, former HPD guy, investigator. He said, yeah, most people don't complain. So if you get in a situation like that, please complain. Please complain to DCCA, Better Business Bureau. Go on the news. Tell them that you want to be interviewed. Because that's the only way we're going to get information out there. It's really the only way. It's just sad when people call me up and say, well, let me tell you, I know all the people at the news stations. Let get you on TV and do an interview. Oh, no, I can't do that. It's embarrassing. You know, trust me, guys, I've had former principals, attorneys, you name it. I've had people call me up and experience fraud themselves. We, by the way, my family, we were going to go to a Broadway show at the Blaisdell. We bought tickets. And, of course, we try to be tech savvy. So we had on our phone, I believe we had on our phone, QR code, ready to check in to go to the play, I believe it was. And the scanner they use go beep. And so scan again, went beep. A third time, beep. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, sir. You have to go to the side booth over there and talk to the ticket office. We get to the ticket office. This particular ticket was sold five times. Unfortunately, we didn't look at the ticket. You know, we saw the QR code. So if you scroll up, you usually have the ticket information. And didn't have our name on it. had some other guy's name on it. So this was a few years ago, maybe about, I think it was before COVID, like maybe 2018 or 19, 4 or 5 years ago. So just verify everything. They give a QR code. That's that weird looking thing you see on your phone. They scan it. Just look around, check around, make sure, because I try to be as diligent as possible. And it, I even get things sent through that catches me off guard as well. So it's just very important. And I do want to end the show. I don't want to be depressed. I don't want you to get depressed and say, Percy, man, all you do is talk about negative stuff. Well, let's talk about good stuff. I recommend all of you, if you don't have a bucket list now, create a bucket list. That's what I'm doing right now. As you know, we're empty nesters now. We're simplifying life a little bit more. Even though we haven't slowed down our jobs, counseling families about long-term care and reverse mortgages, we want to travel more. So Japan's a great place to go to now. As you know, the exchange rate is excellent. And I'm looking forward to that. I just have a hard time believing, guys. And some of you have been to Japan many times, like my friends. I only flew through the whole airport once. I think I lay over for an hour. Never went outside. I have a hard time believing. How good can rice be? And everybody has been to Japan, I ask the same thing. How good can rice be? And goes, Percy, you'll see it. You got to experience it. It's hard to explain to me because me being a foodie, me working in the restaurant business for over 11 years, you know, I have a hard time thinking that. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to a great value for all my meals because of the exchange rate. I'm looking forward to fresh food and seafood specifically. I'm really looking forward to that. Sashimi, sushi, omakase. I just got text from my friend. Right, we're going to go to onsen. I want to see if we can go to sumo, which I think is right now. So maybe when I go in November, I may not be around. We got to start exercising because I know we will do a lot of walking. So thanks to my friends over at Nonstop Travel. They do a ton of tours, by the way. I'm just impressed with what they do. So our guide, our family friend guide is going to take us. I'm really excited to go. Next year in 2024, I'm looking at going to a cruise. So if you know any cruises, text or email me, call me, which ones are great. I'm looking at the Orient. I'm looking at Europe somewhere. I do want to do a Japan one. I do want to go on the East Coast. Oh, man, I tell you, we went to Boston last month. Loved the lobster. $11.99 a pound for Maine lobster. Had that, I think, one day, and thanks to my sister-in-law, we had lobster soup, lobster bisque, lobster sandwich 2 days. Had oysters, clams down by the water. It was fantastic. So, yeah, create that bucket list and do it while you still can. Hopefully while you can still walk and not have to have a scooter. Hopefully you can take your family with you and just enjoy life. I mean, yeah, we all worry about our weight, so I try to eat healthy as possible. And thanks to Chef Vito, by the way, over at Pieology in Windward Mall. You know, being in the media, I get promos here and there. And so I went to Pieology. Chef Vito was there. I think I helped create the menu and made my pizza. And I said, I talked to the manager. I said, do you have a senior discount here? He said, yeah. When is it? He goes, it's every day. 10% off, seniors. When all the Pieology, by the way, have senior discounts every day, 10%. So anything helps. I love the food. I love it because it's made right there. I had the cauliflower crust. I could barely tell it was different. I'm trying to eat healthier. So that was really good. We ordered a veggie pizza and a meat lover pizza. And let me tell you, I have never went to Pieology. You can see it, make it right there. It's like the Subway of pizzas. Whatever you want to put on it, just tell them what you want. So you create your own pizza. It'll sit and wait. They bake it, but it comes out nice and hot. So 10% discount at Pieology, and thanks to all the, I think they have 5 stores on Oahu. Really pretty good. And so Check it out. Recommend you look at that. So don't forget, you have to sign up for our Realities of Aging workshop. We'll do it 3 Wednesdays a month, all at Big City Diners by Peel, Kamiki, and Kaneohe in the Windward Shopping Mall. Call me 808-234-3117 if you want to attend, or you can email me at percyehara@hotmail.com. We have room to this date, so you can call me if you want to bring a couple of friends. It is totally free, and we're not going to sell anything. I'll provide a lot of information. So a lot of you guys that know me and never been to my workshop, come at least once. I guarantee you, I'll give you a tip that you never heard before, and you may want to come back. So I talk to people every day about different things on healthy aging, on things how to navigate aging, and I'll surprise you. Don't forget, generations808.com is our website. All our issues are there, along with our workshops, and all our past radio shows, like this show, will eventually be up on our website in about a week. So check those out, guys. We have a wealth of information on our website. So anyway, thanks to 101.1. It's been a great hour with you. And hope we can get a guest next week, because I'm kind of talked out already. So thank you very much for tuning. As always, everybody, aloha and live well.
Call Financial Benefits Insurance's local Hawaii agents for your Medicare needs. Navigating Medicare is a difficult task.
There are a lot of variables. You can't make a decision without knowing your medical and financial needs. Plus, working with a local Hawaii representative, you'll know what Hawaii programs are available for you.
It is free to talk with us and use a local Hawaii agent. Financial Benefits Insurance. Medicare is our business. Service sets us apart.
Percy Ehara. Many of you know him as the publisher of Generations Magazine and one of Hawaii's biggest senior advocates. For those of you that don't know, he's been in the mortgage business since 1988 and at the age of 42 got into the reverse mortgage business. He learned early on as a reverse mortgage professional that he needed to understand his clients' needs as they aged. He is now 63 years of age, and if you're like him, he is planning his own life down the road when he will retire and how will his quality of life be. He is planning his finances, and as a professional that is also aging, he is planning for his own long-term care needs and to age in place. As a trained certified senior advisor and as a specialist in long-term care planning, he specializes in assisting seniors and their families to age in place for the rest of their lives. If you would like to begin the conversation, give him a call and let's sit down and start planning. He's Percy Ehara. Call him at 808-234-3117. NMLS 582-944.